Though a mid-water trawl survey shows that pollock biomass is down almost 50%, scientists say pollock stocks are not crashing. Jim Iannelli is the National Marine Fisheries Service scientist who is in charge of the pollock stock assessment, which won't be completed and released until next month. He says groups like Greenpeace, who say the fishery is on the brink of collapse, are overreacting.
What Greenpeace is saying about the stock size is just one of the surveys. And it's actually, in that survey, the numbers of fish has increased rather than up, even though the biomass has dropped. There's new fish coming into the stock, so it's not as gloom and doom as they picture it.
After a hit-or-miss pollock bee season, members of the fishing industry in Unalaska have estimated between a 10 to 20% cut in quota, but official quota recommendations will not be made until next month. Greenpeace Oceans Campaign Director John Hosevar says the quota cut should be closer to 50%.
You know, any way you want to slice it, the problem is that we've been taking a lot more fish out of the Bering Sea than the population can stand.
He says the commercial fishery is endangering species that depend on pollock, like stellar sea lions. The 2009 pollock quota will be set during the North Pacific Fishery Management Council meeting in December.